Hello, my name is Jack Sullivan. From the book Last Kids on Earth, the Midnight Book, here are some things that happened to me. I was a very reckless kid to start, living in a treehouse with only my friends and the zombie apocalypse. My friends are Junior, Dirk, and Quinn. You probably wouldn't guess that life was easy for us, but it was, until something happened that would change me. We were having a good time enjoying life when all of a sudden, a giant worm with a giant drill on his nose came crashing above the surface of the earth. We tried to fight it off with our weapons, but it was way too strong for us. After it was done attacking us, it dug into the surface of the earth and disappeared. We followed the tunnel it made down into a giant cave filled with glowing vines and dying monsters. At first we were stunned at all the monsters who were dying, but then we realized why they were here. It was Thrall, a long-lost enemy. He was embedded into the vines until he woke up. He chased us through the tunnel and out. When we got out of the tunnel, Thrall had turned into a walking tree beast. But my blade, the Louisville Slicer, was too strong, and with one shot, Thrall, the walking tree beast, dissolved. Now I am a lot less reckless and wiser before Thrall the tree beast came to life. I'm also starting to realize the zombie apocalypse is no joke. If you like to read Max Brailer's book about me, there are some important words you'll need to know. Apocalypse, the complete destruction of the world. The apocalypse was about to hit the earth. Operation, a piece of concentrated and organized activity. It's time for Operation Recover the Stolen Person. Tremors, a slight earthquake. There was a long tremor last night. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of Last Kids on Earth. Wait, hold up, I stammer. I feel like there's a bunch of undeserved credit here. I didn't do anything, the slicer did. And the slicer just happened to be mine. I mean, it's just a little league bat. Warm creeps up my neck across my cheeks. Aw, he's blushing, Quint says. June sees that I am a big bit uncomfortable. Our eyes catch, and June winks at me. Super quickly, she says, yeah, but Jack will probably be lousy at the whole slicer powers thing anyway. Which is like a jab at me. But also a way of removing everyone's feeling, wow, that was big. Teasing it makes it feel normal again, and I appreciate the crud out of June for it. Look, I say, I felt the slicer burn like that once before with Gats and at the movie theater. But I didn't know I could do that. My friend's not. Bartle fingers trace his beard. It's quiet. And then zombies moan. Loud. Okay. Enough raving about Jack's strange zombie controlling ability. We must discuss them, Quint says, pointing behind us.